Hey, everybody. I am here with the Minister of Tourism for Ireland, Catherine Martin. We are in New York. We're going to talk about new campaigns. We're going to talk about what travel advisors need to know about Ireland and getting their clients out there on Insider Travel Report. Minister, thank you for being with us.
Delighted to be here and to be back in New York, a city I love that has that fantastic connection with Ireland. So it's good to be back, and I'm here with a clear, loud message to everyone here to come visit Ireland. We're looking forward to having you, and we can't wait.
You spoke in front of we had a luncheon today here in New York, and you said something that was very interesting to me, and I'd like to share that with our travel advisors. What did the Irish government do to help bring travel back?
Well, I suppose we've been committed to supporting the tourism industry throughout this devastating time. So from unprecedented supports and $55 million in business continuity supports to reducing the VAT rate. And of course, in marketing and supporting Tourism Ireland, it is our agency who works very closely with the travel trade and carriers here and in promoting Ireland as a destination. But I suppose a key part of bringing tourism back to Ireland is the safety in travelling, and I can announce to everyone watching this today that we are top of the EU with 90% vaccination rate amongst our adults, and actually only today Bloomberg have said we are top of the world when it comes to COVID resilience. Ireland is, so the messages come to us because we are not only a beautiful place to visit but a safe place to visit. I'm also the Minister for Arts and Culture, and if you come to Ireland, our music and our festivals and our museums and our galleries, our historic sites, our visitor attractions are all open. And actually, on October 22nd, fully reopened, we'll be lifting the last of the pandemic restrictions. So, it's a great place to visit, known for its unique and stunning, breathtaking scenery and outdoor activities as well as indoor. So it's a fun place to visit. It's a beautiful place to visit.
Now, the news is great about how you're handling COVID and the vaccination rate and all that. So what is it now to travel to Ireland? What do the travel advisors need to tell their clients? What would it be like to come from America to Ireland?
To travel to Ireland, you have to show proof of your vaccination or proof of recovery or a negative PCR test 72 hours before you land in Ireland, and you fill out a passenger location form. So it's pretty straightforward given the context of COVID, so it's easy. And in our restaurants and our hospitality, our visitor attractions are all open.
Are they open full time, or is there still a little restriction on the hours?
They're open till 11 p.m. at night, but again, October 22nd, we hope we're planning to lift the remaining restrictions.
Including capacity?
Yes, it'll go to 100% capacity on October 22nd. At the moment, to dine indoors, you need to show proof of vaccination, but all this will change on October 22nd. And again, it all comes back to that excellent 90% vaccination of our adult population.
Well, our travel advisors want to know what's coming up, what's new, what can they be selling to their clients?
Well, next August 27th, we have the Aer Lingus College Football Classic, where Nebraska will face Northwestern in Dublin in the Aviva Stadium. We cannot wait. We expect over 20,000 Americans to travel, over 5,000 from Europe, and it'll be really exciting. And a wonderful time to get a sense of Dublin, because the build-up, it won't be just a one-day event. I would expect this to go on for at least a week to 10 days. And anyone who visits to go to that game will also experience the wonder and fun that Dublin offers. And what's great about American tourists as well is they don't just stick to the city centres, they explore, and we look forward to tourists coming and exploring the other regions across Ireland.
Anything else?
Yeah, I enjoyed going to the Ryder Cup during the week. Obviously not the result we wanted for Team Europe, but congratulations Team USA. But the good news is in 2027 we'll be hosting it, the Ryder Cup, in this stunning location of Adair Manor. It's set in 840 amazing acres of green parklands. The course itself is actually Ryder Cup ready. It has that reputation for pristine. It's magnificent. But the setting in that manor house as well, really one to watch out for. So plan for the Ryder Cup in 2027 in Adair in Ireland.
Everyone talks about golf in Ireland. What do you want to tell us?
Come to Ireland to golf. We have 1/3 of the world's golf links in recent Golf World rankings, where we have 5 in the top 10 in the world. For an island of our size, we have over 450 golf courses, so it's hard to wander around without stumbling across a beautiful golf course from the Royal Portrush, which will host the Open actually again in 2025, to Donegal, Rossapenna, right across to Sligo, to Ballybunion in Kerry, to the Old Head in Kilsain, and in the outskirts of Dublin, Port Marnock too. So there are many fabulous golf courses there for everyone. And as you would know, a lot of people have turned to the outdoors during COVID to outdoor activities. So I think golf has actually grown in popularity. So in 2019, we welcomed 67,000 golfers from the US. That was their sole purpose of vacation, was a golfing vacation. I expect those numbers to grow, but of course not only golf, but we have wonderful greenways, waterways, blueways, so for outdoor events from cycling with your family to boating to hiking, we have it all in the great outdoors.
That's really all I needed, except I'd like to ask you, is there anything else you want to tell? We go out to over 90,000 travel advisors every morning. What would you like them to know?
Just that it's an honour to be here, and I've really enjoyed my time in the US, and delighted to be launching Tourism Ireland's Press the Green Button campaign. And the message is press green for go. We're ready to roll out the green carpet. Come and come to Ireland. We have missed you and we can't wait to have you back.
Have you booked that trip to Ireland yet?
Press the green button and visit the island of Ireland. See ireland.com.